fiery horse to the speed of light, a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Men who worked to establish law and order on the western frontier of the United States had a friend and helper in the masked rider of the plains. No greater champion of justice can be found in the pages of history, and the memories of his deeds will remain as long as the memory of the early West itself. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for Sonora! Silver,
Sheriff Calhoun of Sonora County was locking up his office for the night. His deputy, Ben Bates, stood beside him and...
Yeah, reckon that'll hold the office tight till morning, Ben.
It always has.
You heading right for home now?
Yes.
Well, I may as well walk along with you. Ain't no objections, have you?
Objections? Shucks, why should I have, Sheriff?
I sort of like to talk over this Stagger Reynolds critter with you.
Yeah. Heard of plenty about him.
Too doggone much, Ben. There's been murders charged against him in 3 states.
So I hear tell.
Well, let's get started. Live down this way, don't you?
You ought to know. I've been there before.
10 years the law's been trying to get Dagger Reynolds. 10 years. That's a long time for a man to stay outlaw.
A blame long time. He was just a youngster when he started out, wasn't he?
17 or 18 years old, I reckon.
That'd make him 28, 29 now?
27 or 28, as I figure.
That's so.
Did you see that rider that come in today?
I didn't see no rider today. Who was it?
Ryder came in and reported that Reynolds stuck up a bank.
A bank, huh?
Yep. Killed 2 more men.
Oh. Reckon he's sitting somewhere tonight firing a couple more notches in his gun butt.
Blame shooting iron of his must be plumb full of notches by this time.
Where was he?
Up Mad River away.
Did he get away with much?
I ain't got all the facts yet. There's a posse heading this way, though. They're working all the county from Mad River trying to locate him.
I don't expect they will.
I don't reckon so. Ben, there's another thing I wanted to speak to you about tonight.
What's that, Sheriff?
Just that.
Huh?
You've been calling me Sheriff.
Well, you're the Sheriff, ain't you?
That's the official title, Ben. We've been together a good long time, you and me. Long enough for you to call me Jeb when we're alone. Wouldn't you say so?
Well, if you want it that way, Sheriff. Jeb.
I figure that when men face death together, like you and I called on frequent to do, it oughtn't to be Sheriff and Deputy all the time.
Well, thanks, Jeb. Reckon that's a compliment you're paying me.
That's the way I figured it, Ben. And there's another thing.
Well?
You come here 7 years ago wanting a lawman's job, and I give it to you.
I appreciated it, Kib. I sure needed work then.
7 years. In that time, we've been through a lot. And still you won't trust me, will you, Ben?
Won't trust you? Sheriff, what do you mean?
Exactly what I say. You don't trust me, do you?
Why, sure I do.
No, you don't, Ben. 7 years ago, you gave your name as Ben Bates.
Well, what do you expect me to do?
Why did you do it?
Well, that's my name.
You know better than that, Ben. I don't like to have you lie to me. Why are you concealing things from me?
Sheriff, listen. If I was to tell you the truth...
That's what I want.
You're such a darn square shooting fella, Sheriff. Jeb, it'd hurt you too much if I was to tell you.
Don't you suppose it hurts me a pack more to feel that you don't trust me? That you lied to me?
Well, I ain't going to tell you. My name is Ben Bates.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Ben.
That's the way it's got to be. Just Ben Bates. And here's where I live.
Well, so long then, Ben. Keep your eyes open for Dagger Reynolds.
I will.
Good night.
Well, that's funny. Thought this door was locked, and it ain't. Maybe I forgot to lock it last time I left.
Steady there.
Who's here?
Just an old pal come to call on you.
My voice.
Long time since you heard it, ain't it, Ben?
Dagger.
Right the first time. Don't move and don't make no lights. Then I won't have to shoot or throw a knife at you. I can see you outlined again the doorway there.
What do you want here?
Drop your hardware on the floor there, and then you can come in and sit down.
You've got an awful nerve to come here, Dagger.
It's the one place where I knew I'd be safe. There's that daughter of yours that's happy married over to Totem Falls.
Don't mention my daughter.
You don't seem glad to see me, Ben. Time was when we was pretty good friends.
What do you want here?
I'm hard pressed by the law. I need ammunition and a horse and a change of clothes. You'll give me all three. I don't dare try to buy anything.
Suppose I don't help you?
You'll help me, all right. With them things, I can make my way to the border towns where things ain't questioned too close.
Maybe I won't help you.
No? Well, get this. If I'm captured, I'm talking. I ain't forgot that we come from the same place in Oklahoma and that there's a murder charge agin you up there right now. Not as Ben Bates, but as Bart Bosworth.
I know.
Murder. That means hanging. It means your daughter will find out and your grandson and...
I didn't mean to kill that man.
Ain't that too bad?
It was 7 years ago.
The law don't forget.
You know the truth of it, Dagger. He went crazy loco. He got sore because I won money from him on a bet. He drew his gun, and I shot the coyote in self-defense.
And I'm the only man can tell that.
I will never forget that. It cost me my name, my family, everything.
I ain't interested in that. I'm getting what I want and getting out of here, and you're keeping quiet about it, savvy? If I get catched, you'll hang on the same tree with me.
Ben was forced to help Dagger. For some time after the young man had left with ammunition, clothes, and a horse, Ben sat in the darkness with his head bowed down. Then, as he heard hoofs stopping outside, he sighed and lighted the oil lamp.
Just 1 minute. I'll get the door open. Why, you're masked.
I won't take much of your time. I want to speak to you, Deputy.
What is it? What do you want?
I've trailed a man named Dagger Reynolds for some time.
Yeah?
The trail came close to your house.
It did.
You haven't seen him, have you?
No.
Your name is Bates?
Yes, Ben Bates. I'm deputy here.
Uh-huh. Bates, where do you come from?
Well... What do you mean?
Oklahoma?
See, here,
I... You don't have to answer my questions, of course. I just wondered if you knew two other men that came from there. One is this killer named Reynolds. The other, a man named Bosworth. Bart Bosworth.
Oh. I've heard of Dagger, of course.
Bosworth shot a man there 7 years ago and fled. He left his wife enough to live on comfortably, but... She was never happy after that.
I sort of wonder where she is now.
Dagger robbed her.
What?
It's a wonder he didn't kill her. She'll have a hard time living now. Her daughter married and came south. You haven't seen Dagger, have you?
No.
He smokes cigarettes made from a brown paper.
He does?
If you see him, be ready to shoot on sight. A clue would be one of the cigarettes. I picked up four of them following his trail. Here are the stubs.
Oh. All right, mister. But who are you?
Oh, by the way, there's the fifth cigarette, Ben. There on the floor by the fireplace.
What? He must have known he was here.
The Lone Ranger rode his great white horse, Silver, to a small camp where Tonto, his faithful Indian friend, was waiting.
Oh, Silver! Oh, boy!
You fine feller.
Yes, Tonto. And Dagger Reynolds was in his house.
You get him, Dagger?
No. I didn't stop to learn whether the outlaw had left or was still there. I'm more interested in seeing the man who calls himself Ben Bates redeemed than I am in seeing Dagger Reynolds captured. I told Bates that Reynolds had robbed a Mrs. Bosworth up in Oklahoma. We'll see what happens next.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Wait. Here come Ryder.
Keep back, Yamasabi, so you'll not be seen.
Look.
The moonlight's bright. We can see who it is.
Outlaw.
Yes. Dagger Reynolds himself.
Get along there. Get up. Get up, will you? Get along there. Get along there.
There he goes, on one of Ben's horses.
Got different clothes.
Tonto, I'm afraid Bates will never again become Bart Bosworth.
Him help outlaw get way.
Yes. Well, come on, Tonto, to the saddle.
Where we go now?
We're going to keep Dagger in sight.
They capture, huh?
Not yet, Tonto. I want to give Ben every chance before we finally act. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The next day, Ben reported at the office of the sheriff. The lawman looked up from his desk and...
Ben, you come from Oklahoma way, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's where this ornery killer, Dagger Reynolds, come from, ain't it?
I reckon it is, Sheriff.
Ever know him?
Yeah. I knowed him one time.
You'd knowed him if you'd see him then, huh?
Yeah.
That's good enough. Ben is every lawman in the country trying to find Reynolds. And it's been said he's somewhere around here. This county runs clean to the border, and there's a good chance Reynolds will make for the border. Maybe down around the outlaw towns, where you'll be sort of safe.
Yeah?
Maybe down around Tulum Falls.
How'd you get that idea, Deb?
Just good reasoning. Ben, you're one man that I feel I can trust.
Sheriff, I...
There ain't one man in 1,000 could bring that critter back from there to here and get him jailed without having him lynched.
Yes. Folks sure is aroused about him, ain't they, though?
They sure are.
I don't reckon anyone could capture that coyote and not have him get lynched by the mob.
You could, Ben. That's why I'm sending you down to hunt him.
But I...
I'm counting on you, Ben.
Sheriff, Jeb, I...
Well?
There's something I ought to tell you.
Well, Ben, what is it? I had the feeling for a long time that you had a story in your past that wanted telling, and I...
Well... Reckon I better not say no more. I'll get started for Totem Falls right away.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed Dagger to the most vicious, ruthless community in the county, the town of Totem Falls, where outlaws felt safe because the border was less than a mile away. As the masked man walked along the main street, he turned to his Indian companion and said,
"This is the town, Tonto. Dagger Reynolds is in that cafe across the road. We'll stay here till he comes out and watch him.
Not capture him?
Not unless he tries to cross the border.
Oh.
I want to wait as long as possible, just to see if Bates will remain a coward or prove himself a man.
You wait here.
No one in this town pays any attention to a man whose face is masked.
No.
Tonto, Kemosabe, look who's riding in.
Where?
The paint horse coming down the road.
That Ben?
Yes, Ben Bates or Bart Bosworth.
Maybe him come give more help to Reynolds.
I wonder.
Let me see.
Yes.
Whoa, there.
He's stopping at the hitch rack in front of that cafe. Come, take care of the horses, Tonto. I'm going to follow Bates into that cafe and see what he does. See if he helps Reynolds or...
Or what?
Or becomes Bart Bosworth the man.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Hey,
on with our story. The Lone Ranger followed Ben Bates into the cafe where Dagger Reynolds stood at the bar, feeling secure from capture or arrest. Dagger was talking to a rough-looking man at his side, then...
Reckon a lawman wouldn't have no chance coming here to make an arrest, would he, Pard?
Once it used to be tried every week or so, but the lawman didn't get very far.
Boys here stick together, huh?
Soon as a fella tried to make an arrest, lead flies. Only last week, a sheriff come to Totem Falls.
Yeah?
It's his grave where the ground is fresh turned over behind the cafe here.
Reckon I ought to be well known around here.
Yeah?
Name is Reynolds. Dagger Reynolds.
You don't say.
Yep.
Well, by turn, I sure take my hat off to you, Reynolds. hey, barkeep, I'm buying for Dagger Reynolds here. Fetch out your best bottle.
Make that for two.
What?
Howdy, Dagger.
What are you doing here?
Can't think of a better place for me to be than with my own kind.
Oh, so you finally give up trying to be straight, huh?
Reckon so.
Who's this?
Ben Bates, he calls himself, but he done murder 7 years ago in Oklahoma with a different name then.
Yeah? He looks like a lawman.
I was. Till Dagger come through my place. Them clothes he's wearing is clothes I give him.
That's right.
Dagger, there's something you should know.
What is it?
I can't tell you here. Step outside with me for a bit.
What's it all about?
About you.
Well, make it fast.
Hey, your drink.
Keep it there. I'll be right back.
It's something that you should know, Dagger. In fact, you've got to know it.
You're darn secret about it. What's the trouble?
I'll tell you in a second. Got something to show you, too. Well, just step over this way where my horse is at.
All right, but make it fast.
Tain't safe for a lawman around here to try and make any arrests, is it, Dagger?
The boys would drop the one that tried it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. That's why I didn't try it in the cafe.
Huh?
Ain't no use of getting excited about it, Dagger, because it wouldn't do you no good anyhow. I'll take that gun.
What in the...
And the knife! You're covered. Don't make any plays.
What's this mean?
It means I'm taking you in.
You can't do this. You can't get away with it.
Get on that horse.
I won't. You can't do this.
Boys, the law's here. Get this fella.
I'm taking you in, Dagger. I'll take you in if I have to drag you on a rope.
Let me go. Them fellas are friends of mine. They'll kill you for this.
I'll be killed trying to do my duty then.
Come on,
Silver. I'll get you.
Not before these fellas get you.
Get your horse, Ben. Ride for your life. I'll take the prisoner for you.
Hey, let me down. Let me down.
Keep on this, stranger. These men will kill you.
Oh, no, they won't. I'm your prisoner. Come on. Follow me.
Get along there.
After the Lone Ranger had carried the struggling bandit away from town and outdistanced the men who pursued him, he stopped and waited for the arrival of Ben Bates. Ben arrived in due time and dismounted with his gun leveled on Dagger Reynolds.
I got him covered now. Gosh, I never did expect to get him out in that town.
Well, you got me. Now what?
He's your prisoner, Bates. Rope him.
I sure enough will. By darn, I never thought I'd have him. I went there ready to get shot down trying to do my duty.
Before you're done, you'll wish you had been. You must be loco, you fool. You know what this means?
I reckon I do, Dagger.
Look here, you. This fellow's real name is Bart Bosworth. He's wanted for murder in Oklahoma.
Is he?
If you're set on seeing killers captured, take him back to Oklahoma.
Dagger, I leave him to take you back to Sheriff Jeb Fields.
All right. But he won't ever get me there, I'll promise you that.
Hello, Silver! Away!
Oh, reckon them ropes will hold you. Now you're going to jail. Robbed my wife, did you, you dirty, ornery snake.
Look here, don't be a fool. As soon as I'm jailed, I'll start talking. I'll tell what I knew about you, Bart Bosworth. And then I reckon you'll swing with me.
Yeah. Maybe you won't get to jail, Dagger.
What do you mean?
There's a heap of fellas that'd like to see you lynched.
No, they can't.
A lynch mob should come for you. I don't reckon I'd be expected to risk my own life defending you.
Listen, you can't do that.
Reckon a lynch mob wouldn't quiet down to hear what you had to say about me, neither. Now get walking ahead of my horse. I'll hold this end of the rope.
Listen, you can't get me lynched. You can't do it, not that.
Mark,
don't take me where folks will lynch me.
Get going before I blast your heels.
The news of Dagger's capture reached the county seat ahead of Ben and his prisoner, and a crowd of men gathered in the town to see the outlaw pay for his crime. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were there, sitting astride their horses on the fringe of the crowd.
What you think he'll do?
I don't know, Tonto. But we're not going to allow a lynching.
No.
A man will be punished by law. But every man is entitled to a trial.
But him tell about Bates.
I know it. I'm afraid that Bates, despite his courage in deciding to make the capture, will weaken and let the crowd have the man to seal his lips forever.
Yellow coyote. You gonna let him lynch me?
I don't know what more you should expect. You think they'd be wanting to pin medals on you?
Don't let them have me. Blast you, Bosworth. You're afraid of what I'll tell again you.
Keep walking.
You're afraid of me, that's what. You're afraid of me go to trial. You're the same as murdering me.
There he is!
There he is!
Come on!
Get him! Bless you. I can't do it. I can't do it. Come on. Get on this horse. I'll help you.
You mean that you...
I mean I can't let them have you. The law's going to get you, not that crowd. Up you come.
Let's have him, Bates.
We'll handle him,
boys. Stand back, boys. I shoot the first man tries anything. Get up there. Get up.
Ben Bates saved Dagger from the angry mob and by a roundabout way reached the sheriff's office in jail. Old Jeb was there waiting for him. He stuck out a big hand and then said,
"Put her there, Ben. You done it. I knew you wouldn't let the mob get that man."
"I got something to say. I'll tell you a few things, Sheriff. I got a right to be heard."
"Throw him in the jail."
"You gotta listen to me. I'll tell you about your deputy. I'll tell you how he..."
"Get to jail."
"I won't till I tell you what I know."
"Get back there."
"Listen, wait. I gotta tell you, Sheriff. Sheriff, wait."
"There. Come on, Ben."
"Sheriff."
"I reckon that'll hold him till his trial."
"I maybe should have told you before. I wanted to a lot of times, Sheriff."
"Huh?"
I didn't figure to get back with him alive. The fact is, I sort of was sure I'd get killed trying to get him from Totem Falls. I would have, but for the masked man."
"Masked man?"
He helped me. "Then, Sheriff, I was strong tempted to let that lynch mob have him."
"You couldn't have done that, Ben. You're too square."
I tried to. I planned to, but something held me back.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm going to tell you everything."
"Sit down there, Ben."
"My name ain't Ben, and it ain't Bates."
"No."
"Listen, Jeb. Here's my badge. I'll resign before I talk and save you the trouble asking for it. My name is..."
"Just a minute. Bart."
"Huh?"
"Name is Bart Bosworth, ain't it?"
"How'd you know?"
"You're aiming to tell me about a shooting over in Oklahoma. Is that it?"
"Yes, but I..."
"I heard about that."
You knew?"
"I knew about it 6 years ago, a year after you'd come here. But you was doing a downright fine job, so I waited."
"But, Jeb,
Tell me about that shooting."
"Well, it was a dirty, ornery, scheming gambler. A cheat and a crook. He skinned everyone at cards. But when he played me, I switched packs on him so as the cards wasn't marked."
"Mm-hmm."
"And when he lost, he drew a gun. So did I. I shot first."
"I see. I had an idea it was something like that."
"But the only one that knew I had done it in self-defense was Dagger Reynolds."
"And he wouldn't help you unless you helped him."
"That's it. Sheriff, I was helping him get to Totem Falls. I hated myself all the time for it, but what could I do? I didn't want to get found, fetch disgrace on my daughter and her son. I hoped I'd never be found, but Dagger knew and he..."
"Ben, take back this here badge. I guess you better keep it in your pocket till you get back from Oklahoma. You'll go there just as a matter of formality. The sheriff will be looking for you. I told him I reckon you ride back someday and see him."
I don't savvy this at all, Jeb."
"Well, Sheriff Peters learned where you was and told me."
"He did?"
"Years ago. He said he was dead sure that you shot in self-defense, and that he was a mind to make it easy for you.
Yeah?
I told him what I thought of you. He said to wait. See how you turned out and see what happened. He's been waiting a long time now, Ben. Or Bart.
Then I won't get strung up after all.
Course not. Fact is, you'll likely get a reward for getting Dagger.
And if I let him get lynched, if I hadn't decided to get him anyway, I'd never knowed.
Nope.
If I'd done the right thing, I'd had these years with my wife instead of being miserable all this time.
That's right, Ben.
Oh, Lord, how I've paid. And I was keeping on paying for as long as I kept quiet. But I'm a-going now. I'm going back there to square myself. Then, Jeb, if you'll take me back here, I'll come back, ready to do anything to make good.
I know you will, Ben. When you come back, fetch your wife with you. I reckon she'll be about the happiest woman in the world when she sees you. She never once lost faith in you.
Gosh, Jeb,
I... Hey, next to her, I guess the happiest person will be that masked man.
The masked man?
Uh-huh. He was pulling for you to make good, too. It was his suggestion that I sent you to Totem Falls.
Hello, Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.